This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
There's an amazing observation of the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk when Klal Yisrael are complaining that they don't have food, they don't have sustenance. So they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, why did you bring us here? This place, Loi Mekoyim Zera, there's nothing that can be planted. Uteina, there are no figs. Vegefen, there are no grapes. Verimain, there are no pomegranates. You know, while Klal Yisrael are at it, while they're complaining about what they don't have, why don't they say, you know, there's no zayis, there's no oil? Why don't they say there's no honey, there's no dvash, there's no tamarim? Why do they sort of selectively say that we don't have zera, we don't have te'ena, we don't have gefen, we don't have rimain? You know, by the same token, when the Meraglim came back and showed them the fruits of the Aretz, what did they show them? They showed them grapes, figs, pomegranates. Why didn't Meraglim come back with a giant olive? You know, an olive the size of a basketball. Why didn't they come back with a date, you know, a tremendous date? So says the Meshech Chachma very simply, Klal Yisrael did not complain that they didn't have oil, and they didn't complain they didn't have honey, because they did. Because what does the Torah say about the man? V'ta'amoy kitzapichis bedvash. It tasted like a wafer and honey. So they had honey. They had the flavor and the taste of honey. So they didn't complain, he didn't bring us to a place of tamarim, of dates. They didn't complain they didn't have zayis oil. The Pasuk says, kitam l'shad hashaman, they had oil. The man tasted like oil. So the man tasted like oil and like honey. So that they never complained about that. And that's why the Meraglim did not bring back dates. They didn't bring back olives, because that was not relevant to Klal Yisrael. That was something they already experienced in the Midbar. What was relevant were the other fruits. What was relevant was the fact that Klal Yisrael is now complaining. We don't have Rimonim, we don't have Teinim, we don't have Gefunim. So this is the very perceptive observation of the Meshech Chachma of why the Klal Yisrael specifically mentioned these particular fruits.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.